tan.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Deontay, can you see my tan?
I can.
You can't. It's okay.
No, I can. I totally can.
I'll have to show you. Okay, look at this.
Wow. Yeah, your shoulders are a lot darker than
your legs. Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's because I've been teaching outside.
Wow.
And stuff in this crazy heat. And so now I have the most amazingly awful tan lines ever.
Because you're not like in a regular swimsuit,
right? No, I'm not. I wear Nike running shorts usually. Okay. And then like one of those neoprene vests. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm teaching, the kids will grab on. Like if I wear a rash guard or something, mm-hmm. they'll grab onto it.
Okay.
And then it stretches and pulls me in. It's just not good. Mm-hmm. And so I wear the vest. Mm-hmm. That's super tight fitting.
Right.
There's not much for them to grab.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple of different cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tan line you just saw is one of about three shades of dark that I have on my shoulder and arms.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. I didn't know I was capable of having this much color in my life.
It's pretty impressive.
Isn't it though?
It is.
I might have to be a tanning model again.
Hey, I remember that.
I forgot about my career as a tanning model. I might have to bring it back.
Do you still have your poster?
I'm sure it's somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where that was now,
huh.
Which is disappointing because that was kind of my big moment as a model.
Your claim to fame.
I loved it for a minute.
Back in the day.
Oh, it was awful. Anyway, so you're kind of dark. I know that you're like half, you're half and half.
Yes. Half black, half Mexican.
But you're really dark right now.
Yeah, we've been hitting up the pool a little bit.
I can tell.
So we've been to the water park and to the pool a couple of times. The next time you see me, I'm going to be super dark.
You've already got that
covered. Because we're going on vacation to the beach.
Oh, the beach.
The beach. We are going to Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
The whole family. We are going with Kelly's family. His dad's family has a family reunion every year, and this is the first time we're going since we got married.
Wow.
So Kelly has not been since before we got married, and it's been almost 12 years.
So does that mean that you're going to meet a lot of family for the first time?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've met some of them.
Uh-huh.
A cousin of his got married in New York a couple of years ago, and we went to that. So I've met a couple of people, but I don't have any idea who's going to be there, what kids, family.
Okay,
cousins.
So hold on. Will you set the scene for me? Are you guys flying?
We're driving.
Oh, gosh.
And I have so much anxiety about this trip, I can't even begin to tell you.
Okay, so hold on. How many people are going to be driving in the vehicle with you?
It'll be seven including me.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of people in one car.
Yes, because Kelly's son is coming, and then his son is coming.
Oh, so it's your immediate family and then Kelly's son and then, okay, gotcha.
So
that's four kids?
Four kids, three adults.
Uh-huh.
And then we're driving with his family. So his mom, his dad, his three sisters, and his nephew.
Okay, so are you guys following each other or something?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no.
I know.
What an awful plan.
I know.
Why would you plan to follow somebody from Dallas, Texas to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
Because I'm not in charge of the trip.
How many hours is that trip supposed to take in the car?
It's a 16-ish.
Oh.
Wait, it gets worse.
Oh, no, it can't.
It is.
Okay, what?
We're taking 2 days to make the trip.
Oh, so you got to stop somewhere overnight.
So it's a very, when his dad kind of laid out the plans, he's like, we'll take our time. We're not going to rush. We're going to be safe. To me, that just sounds like hell in the car for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Going,
I would rather just be miserable, get there, and then.
And that's how I grew up road tripping.
Uh-huh.
Like you leave late at night or early in the morning, you drive all day long, you get there, and then you're there.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, leisurely stopping. No, my dad was on a mission. You know, if we had to stop to pee, that was a big thing.
Right.
Can you hold it? This is a whole new world for me, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a world I love.
I'm pretty sure I would not want to be in that car with you. I love you, but I can't imagine you succeeding in that situation. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I just don't see that happening.
You are absolutely correct. I am anxiety level 10 on this.
So why, like, I understand wanting to be safe and everything, but with so many adults going on the trip, you could easily be safe if you continuously drove and just switched out drivers every few hours.
I mean, I'm not in charge of the trip.
And you couldn't argue with the plan? You
this
just had
is
to.
Not my family.
Okay.
So I don't.
And how does your husband feel about the plan?
He's fine because really? He is totally type B.
Okay.
So he is, he's already the world's slowest driver. So this whole speed limit 65, we're going 70, that's his world. That's where he lives.
Uh-huh.
Even in the middle of Nowhereville.
Oh, I couldn't. No. See, the one thing that messes up my day the most mm-hmm. is this 26-mile stretch of road that I have to drive.
Oh.
Okay, listen. It's a toll road that goes from Fort Worth to Cleburne.
Oh, no, I've done that.
The
I've
Chisholm Trail Parkway.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm good. Like, I have maybe 3 minutes leeway time mm-hmm. in getting from Irving to Cleburne mm-hmm. in an hour.
Okay.
Every day, my Waze says that it's an hour and 2 minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get there without any issues, traffic. Inevitably, every time I'm pushing it a little bit too close,
mm-hmm.
I get behind the 18 wheeler that's going 58 in the 70. And it's at that in that stretch of the highway that's two lanes, mm-hmm. one lane going each way. So there's nowhere I can go. And I feel like if I'm paying to drive on a road, that I should at least be able to go the speed limit.
Amen, sister.
I mean, I don't need you to go crazy fast.
But I need you to be out of the way.
But yeah, get out of the way and allow me to go. Why would they build a road and with our city growing as fast as it is?
I
with two lanes.
I always wonder that.
Why?
I always wonder why no one thought 10, 20, 30 years down the road that we're going to grow.
Right?
Add the extra lanes now. Plus, I subscribe to the Kidcratic highway theory.
Right.
The speed limit in the left lane is infinity.
Times two.
Or faster than the car in front of you.
Right.
So, move.
It's a simple rule.
It really is.
I mean, I get so frustrated. And I think Kid is probably the reason behind this. I drive a lot every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to fill up my car every 2 days. Because I go through a tank of gas.
Wow.
And so I'm driving a lot. And every time I get behind somebody in the left lane that's not going at least the speed limit,
mm-hmm.
I get irate. And I think I talk to him a little bit in heaven. And I'm telling him, like, kid, you got to do something about this because
help me
this
out
is going to give me a heart attack. This drive is legit going to give me a heart attack. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
I cannot do it. So I feel for you. I don't know why you're sitting back and allowing them to plan this trip for
because
you.
Because it's not my family.
But it doesn't matter.
It
you're
does.
Still going on
I
the
can't,
trip.
But I'm the only one. This is their thing. They do this every year. His dad goes every year. This is their thing.
Okay.
So I don't have a vote here.
So what does this mean for you? Like when you're in the car, I guess, are you going to try and keep it to yourself? Is Kelly going to see the wrath of Deontay? I mean, how?
I am going to try and keep it to myself. I have magazines,
mm-hmm.
books,
mm-hmm.
headphones, earplugs, my laptop. I'm actually hoping to be able to sleep a lot of it.
Right.
But the other half of it is we've got four kids in the car with us.
Yeah.
For 8 hours a day.
Ugh.
For 2 days going, 2 days coming back. So I've spent so much money the past 2 or 3 weeks preparing for this trip. I have games and toys and books and markers and crayons.
Oh, boy. And you're going to be even more mad when none of that matters to them. When it's still, mom, I'm bored every 20 seconds.
Well, my kids, I think if we can get over the initial hump of are we there yet,
mm-hmm.
I think they'll be okay. My kids are big readers. They're good on, they're pretty good about
entertaining themselves.
Yeah, they can work with books and crayons and kind of drawing. And mm-hmm. so I have bags for each kid. Each kid has their own set of everything. Mm-hmm. And then I have five games or five activities that can be rotated
okay.
between each kid. And then we'll have the iPad as a last resort.
Ugh.
Because I don't want to spend 8 hours just with TV blaring in the, you know, movies blaring in the background.
Yeah. That, although if it keeps them quiet and happy, I would do it in a second.
It's just, there's just no good. There's so just no good way to do
how
this.
Does the bathroom schedule work with three kids? And how old are they? They're 10?
10, 7. Two 8-year-olds and a 4-year-old.
Okay.
Because Kelly's grandson is so the same age as
Miles. So that bathroom schedule, that's not pretty.
No, it's really not. And Miles and Sydney are pretty good. Jude is going to be the wild card.
Well, you can get, you know what I bought for Jake when mm-hmm. he was potty training? On Amazon, they have those little elephant cups with the opening at the top.
Oh.
So that if your kid's got to pee,
uh-huh.
like when you're potty training, if they say, I got to go, you got to let them go.
Oh.
And so
I see what you're saying.
Just give them the elephant cup and let them pee in there.
How funny.
And the nose hole is the opening for them to aim.
That's hysterical. Well, I do have a little travel potty
uh-huh.
that is kind of designed for the same thing. It has the bags in it. And so you put it on the frame of the little potty and the bag absorbs the pee.
You don't need that with the elephant cup.
The problem is, I think Miles and Sydney, one, with Sydney, there's a privacy issue because mm-hmm. she's the only girl. But I think their bladders are now too big for the travel potty.
It would overfill.
Right.
I get that.
Jude, I think, can swing it. But the other two. So I don't know. But his dad seems very open to stopping and taking our time and mm-hmm. all of that, which for my type A personality is bound to give me a heart attack.
Okay. Right now, all that I see in my brain mm-hmm. is me at the doctor's office when they make you pee in the cup. And I never know how much pee is the appropriate amount of pee.
Right.
And, you know, most people have a problem with going.
Mm-hmm.
I need to please the lab technician. And so I'll go. I'll go all day long if they wanted me to go. But I feel like they're going to judge me if I give them too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give them too little. What's the right amount of pee? And anyway, that's what I see in my head right now after that conversation. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by that right now. But that's what is going through my mind. What is the right amount of pee for the lab technician?
I've been told that they don't need much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I always have a hard time going.
Well, I can go, and then it's one of those things where you're holding the cup, and then you start, I look up for a second, and the next thing I know, I'm feeling it on my hand. I'm like, oh, no! And then I have to tell myself, I go back to that potty training book on tape that I listen to, pee is sterile. Pee is sterile. Pee is sterile. And I don't feel so bad. But
oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
Anyway, if you want me to get you an elephant pee pee cup, I will be happy to do it.
I think we'll be okay.
I'm pretty sure we could get like a siphon tube
mm-hmm.
and attach it to the end of the elephant cup and then go into a gallon jug. And then all of the kids, I mean, I'm sure you could modify it somehow for Sydney.
Oh, that just sounds awful.
I'm just saying.
Just
I mean,
driving with a gallon of pee. I know people who do that, like moms of all boys
uh-huh.
that do that for, but that just sounds awful.
I would so do that if I could. I would do that for myself if I could. If I could pee while driving down the road, I 100% would do it. I would do it gladly. I would probably feel so much happier.
I don't think I could.
With life, if I didn't have to hold my pee so much.
I don't think I could do it. I think it would be, I think there's like a mental block in your head. You're driving down the road and you know, even if you were wearing, remember the crazy astronaut lady that was mm-hmm. going to drive to Florida to kill her boyfriend yep. or whatever? And they said she wore Depends the whole time so she yep. wouldn't have to stop. I think Depends is for accidental leaks, not so that you can pee on purpose.
Not intentional.
Yeah.
I get that.
I think it would be weird.
But I feel like my car is kind of my private space in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's not really private, but I feel like my windows are tinted dark enough. And I feel like my car is making enough extra noises right now because it needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody would pay attention to what I was doing. They're judging me for having a piece of crap car. I'm just saying, it's a thought. I wonder if we could make a car seat for adults that had like a door, mm-hmm. like a sliding door on it that you could open and close with a bucket, a hollow bucket underneath. Just in case you needed it really badly.
But what about your clothes?
Just in case. I haven't figured that part out yet. I'm just saying this as it comes in my head. I didn't say I was going to do it.
It seems like it would just be easier to pull over and pee.
Okay, fine.
Just fine. Saying.
Well, I hope that that works out for you with your car of seven, including four kids.
Oh.
And following Grandpa on the all the way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
So much
for
anxiety.
16 hour. Oh, my God.
Pray for me.
I will definitely be praying for you next week. And I can't wait to see how much darker you get.
Yeah, that I'm looking forward to.
I've never seen you look this black before.
I'm all out.
That's awesome.
I've got beach chairs and beach mats and a floppy hat and all the good stuff.
And sunscreen, right?
Yes.
Okay, because black people can sunburn, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're clear.
Lots of sunscreen. And I bought the ocean safe sunscreen.
Okay.
So that we can get in the ocean and not kill the marine life.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you.
Well, I didn't even know that that was a thing. I saw something on the news about it a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
Okay.
So, well,
way to save the planet, too.
That's what I do.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.